Opinionated Marketers,
a podcast from Cambridge Marketing College.
In a way, I didn't really want to cover Ukraine today because I feel like I've got nothing to contribute to something so major. On the other hand, I don't think we can avoid it.
I think we do have something to contribute. I think we do have something to contribute, which is the fact that, you know, marketers need to consider, if not act, in defence of democracy through their own marketing messages. The element that I think is different is that we now have companies prepared to go through some economic pain. I mean, look at the amount of money that BP and now Shell will potentially write off by removing themselves from the Sakhalin field and Rosneft and Gazprom. They're doing that because, one, they think it's the right thing to do, but there is tremendous public pressure for them to act, because the public is, in most instances, frustrated at its own inability to militarily act, as it were, because we are not going to be part of this because NATO won't step in. But everybody wants to do something to support the Ukrainians.
Absolutely. I was struck by the article in The Guardian yesterday that BGL, the people that run the Compare the Market and the meerkat ads, where it's all based around an animated Russian meerkat, they've pulled them. All adverts have been pulled because they say it's totally and utterly inappropriate at the moment. That's quite a big hit that they've taken.
Oh, yes, yes. From a reputational point of view, it's a positive hit. From perhaps a short-term commercial point of view, it might be a negative hit. And this is where I think companies who have talked, certainly over the last 5 years, maybe decade, about authenticity, reputation management, doing the right things, whether it's for the global warming scenarios or for fighting poverty, I think now have much more of that agenda up front, that their corporate culture has got to reflect these issues, which people now see as being germane to the daily life. Whereas in the past we've discussed, you know, the fact that, you know, most companies will stay out of politics for various reasons. This is a conflict that many companies feel they can't stay out of because there's too much at risk here from the point of view of democracy. And I think that that overrides commercial considerations for many of them.
It's also a question that even small companies will find that they've got customers within Ukraine. I mean, the college itself has four studying students live at the moment who are in Ukraine, and it does bring it home to you hugely. I also know from my own, again, you said people want to get involved. I mean, again, we're a small company, but my own staff were coming to me yesterday going, what are we going to do? What can we do? How can we help?
Yes.
And I think companies and marketers do need to acknowledge there is a very human reaction to this particular crisis.
Yes, the crisis does, in many respects, seem almost existential. You know, the threat of nuclear weapons being raised in the background, or indeed quite dramatically in the foreground, has, I think, brought it to mind that this is not just another war in a distant land. It is something that is seen not only on televisions, which has been done since the Vietnam War, but it is something that has quite a lot of personal contact because of the way in which migration over the last 10 or so years has intermingled nations around Europe. Ukrainians, as you say, study at the college. Ukrainians, you know, we come across them in daily lives. You know, it's no longer just something that's theoretical. You can see it in practicalities.
So from a marketing perspective, I think marketers have to acknowledge. I think marketers have to be very aware of the sensitivities around the situation. BGL, Compare the Market, is one obvious example. Supermarkets are being pressurised to not call chicken Kiev chicken, but Kiev chicken, for example. It's not going to make a massive difference to the world, but there is a pressure there. People want to see companies responding, and I think that's really important.
And I think that's absolutely right, because every time you change it from Kiev, which is what we were brought up with, to Kiev, which is the way they pronounce it, it reinforces that marketing message, if you like, as we would see it, but certainly it reinforces the message and brings it to mind, which as marketers we would constantly talk about in terms of repetition and whatever. And I think, yes, you're right in terms of changing terminologies, maybe even putting, as was done over the sport at the weekend, you know, statements up on display boards and the flag. Companies, you know, can do all sorts of things, and I think you're absolutely right. You need to respond as your staff and your customers want.
I think you do have to think it through. You know, yes, of course, we contacted our students to see if they were okay. I would expect companies to do that if you've got customers, if you've got staff who are Ukrainian. I would expect you to show that basic humanity towards them. I know, as I said, my own staff are pushing that we should be giving, and that's absolutely fine. I think companies should consider that too.
It's about companies doing the right thing. They don't have to make publicity about it. And I think the overt marketing of their actions would count against them. I think it is something that, you know, you make your statement if you need to do so, but you carry out what you need to do. I think that you're absolutely right. It's done for the rightness of doing it rather than from any commercial advantage.
That's a very sober opinionated marketers, but I think we're living in quite sober times.
Like and subscribe to this feed for more podcast content.
From Cambridge Marketing College.